If you are submitting a construction tender this week, the hard truth is that your method statements and innovative delivery plans might never be read. Every week, capable UK SME contractors are disqualified from public sector frameworks before the technical review even starts. They trip over administrative thresholds in the pre-qualification questionnaire, or PQQ. Passing the selection stage is not about winning the job. It is about surviving the cull. For bid managers and SME directors, this is a massive waste of resources. When a bid fails at the PQQ stage, it is rarely because the firm cannot do the work. It fails because the response did not map to the rigid, binary scoring criteria used by buyers like Homes England, local authorities, or major framework operators. Today, we are breaking down the most common scoring traps and exactly how to avoid them. Start with baseline compliance. For years, PAS 91 was the standard pre-qualification questionnaire. That era is over. The public sector has shifted to the Common Assessment Standard, or CAS, developed by Build UK and supported by the Construction Leadership Council. Since 2024, contracting authorities are mandated to use CAS for works contracts. The trap is treating CAS like the old PAS 91. CAS is significantly more comprehensive. It pulls in stricter requirements around modern slavery, anti-bribery, equality and diversity, and building information modeling. If you are relying on an outdated PAS 91 evidence pack, you will drop points or face outright disqualification on frameworks like SCAPE or Procure Partnerships. Buyers read CAS looking for reasons to say no. Make your CAS data, managed through bodies like CHAS or Construction Line, bulletproof. Ensure it matches exactly what you submit in any bespoke square. Inconsistencies are an immediate red flag. And do not assume that holding CAS certification covers every question in a bespoke PQQ. Financial standing is the most brutal gatekeeper. Buyers assess your economic and financial standing to gauge the risk of your firm collapsing mid-project. The standard rule, reinforced by Cabinet Office guidance, is that buyers should not demand a minimum annual turnover greater than twice the contract value. The trap for SMEs occurs when buyers bundle lots or set disproportionate turnover bars on multi-year frameworks. If you are bidding for a spot on a £50 million framework but only intend to bid for call-offs worth £2 million, a blanket turnover requirement of £20 million disqualifies you instantly. Do not accept that as a hard stop. Use the clarification period to challenge it robustly. If you fall slightly short of the required financial ratios, you must provide context. Offer a parent company guarantee, propose a project bank account, or detail recent capital investments that temporarily impacted liquidity. Silence on a weak financial metric equals a fail. Health, safety, and the CDM 2015 disconnect. Every construction PQQ asks for health and safety evidence, and many contractors fail by submitting generic corporate policies instead of mapping their competence directly to the Construction Design and Management Regulations 2015. Buyers want specific evidence that you can fulfill the duties of a principal contractor. Submitting a pristine corporate policy is useless if you cannot provide a robust construction phase plan template, evidence of site inductions, and proof of worker engagement. Evaluators want to see the connective tissue between board-level policy and site-level execution. On RIDA statistics, the trap is trying to hide or minimize incidents. Report them accurately and provide a detailed account of the corrective actions and systemic changes you implemented following the incident. A declared incident with a robust documented response scores higher than an undeclared incident discovered during due diligence. Carbon reduction plans. For central government contracts exceeding £5 million per annum, a carbon reduction plan is a mandatory pass or fail requirement under PPN 0621. This is no longer a nice to have. A compliant CRP must state your baseline emissions across Scope 1, 2, and a defined subset of Scope 3, including business travel, employee commuting, and waste generated in operations. it must commit to net zero by 2050 at the latest. When bidding for Homes England contracts, evaluators check your CRP against a strict Cabinet Office template. If your Scope 3 calculations are missing, or the plan is not signed off by a director and published on your website, you fail. Do not guess these numbers. Use established carbon calculators, state your methodology clearly, and acknowledge areas where data collection is still maturing. Supply chain payment. The Procurement Act 2023 mandates buyers to evaluate your payment practices rigorously. You must pay your subcontractors within 30 days. The trap is making the commitment without providing the proof. You must provide hard data showing the percentage of invoices paid within 30 days over the last reporting period. If your average is 45 days, you will lose significant points or face disqualification on major public sector bids. Mentioning your status as a signatory to the prompt payment code is a strong start, but you must back it up with operational evidence, including spot checks, audit processes, and the contractual clauses you use to enforce prompt payment down the supply chain. Social value now carries a minimum 10% weighting in central government procurement and often much more in local authority tenders. The trap is offering generic commitments like hiring local apprentices or supporting local charities. Evaluators score against specific frameworks like the National TOMS or the Social Value Model under PPN 0620. You must quantify your past achievements. Exactly how many local apprentice weeks did you deliver on your last project of similar scale? What was the exact percentage of project spend channeled through local SMEs within a 20-mile radius? Vague aspiration score zero. Hard data and proven methodologies secure maximum points. Here is a worked example on financial standing. Say the question asks for your liquidity ratio and, if below 1.0, for a detailed explanation. A weak response acknowledges the shortfall, mentions investing in new plant machinery, and claims a good relationship with the bank. That scores 0-1 because it provides no hard evidence of mitigation. A strong response explains that the dip to 0.85 was a deliberate decision to self-finance a £450,000 upgrade to a low-emission excavator fleet, directly supporting net zero commitments. It then mitigates the perceived risk by securing a £500,000 revolving credit facility, which remains completely unutilized, and attaches the formal bank confirmation letter. It also offers a parent company guarantee from a holding group with a liquidity ratio of 1.8. That response succeeds because it explains the dip logically, provides concrete financial backing, and links the strategy to operational cash flow management. A few quick questions. What is the difference between a PQQ and an N-square? The selection questionnaire is the standardized Cabinet Office format, updated in PPN 0324. PQQ is the older, broader term. For construction works, CAS is now the expected baseline. Do you need a carbon reduction plan for every tender? No, but you legally need one for central government contracts over £5 million per annum. Local authorities and frameworks like SCAPE are increasingly adopting similar requirements voluntarily, so having a compliant CRP ready is strongly recommended. Will a past RIDA incident automatically disqualify you? No. Evaluators understand that accidents happen in the high-risk environment of construction. You will be disqualified if you fail to declare it or fail to demonstrate robust corrective action. To wrap up, passing the selection stage is about meticulous alignment with the buyer's scoring criteria. Make your common assessment standard data bulletproof. Challenge disproportionate financial thresholds. Map your health and safety evidence directly to CDM 2015. Ensure your carbon reduction plan is fully compliant with PPN 0621. Prove your 30-day payment practices with hard data. And quantify your social value commitments with specific, measurable examples. The full guide, including the worked financial mitigation example, is on the Bidwell website. And if you are tired of spending days manually tailoring these responses, Bidwell automates this exact process, mapping your evidence directly to the specific requirements of every tender you target.